Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, that's right.
Whoa.
It's a 94 WIP afternoon show. I'm Spike Eskin along with Ike Reese.
Oh, the volume's turned up in here, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I like it because we're turned up today.
Yes.
Spike, holler at your boy.
I'm a little too turned up for you.
It's okay. No, I like it.
I'm so turned up. Can you give me a little more of me in my headphones? Thank you. Ike needed coffee. That's
yep.
How wired I am.
How about that? Yeah.
Well, it was a big night last night. It was a big night. We are at Chickies and Pete's. It is draft week. Got a couple more days of the draft. Enjoy all the pro football draft coverage at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's, online at chickiesandpetes.com. So after all the rumors about trading up, after all the rumors about the offensive line, after all the rumors about skill positions on offense, they did what you wanted yesterday, and they took themselves a quarterback, Quinyon Mitchell, out of Toledo. Ike, what do you think? What's your grade? How are you feeling?
Well, I'll tell you, I've become even more secured and assured in the pick they made last night. I, like a lot of people, when it comes to, let's get out of the way, get this out of the way. I don't care about all the reports that were out there, the nonsense Elliot spews. Hugh, with his nonsense, defense is a luxury. Whoever else they want an offense.
Well, yeah. Look at you attacking WIP staff.
Attacking everybody.
You're not going to win Insider of the Year.
I care about winning. This is about holding people accountable, Spike. And I got tired of hearing about offense and offensive linemen and nonsense leading up to this draft. And I'm glad Howie did the right thing last night. They took a defensive player at a position they hadn't drafted in over 20 years at the cornerback spot. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Quinyon Mitchell was at the top of my list of guys I wanted when it comes to that position. I obviously love the Bama corners, Terrion Arnold, Kool-Aid McKinstry. He didn't go last night. Arnold went two picks after Mitchell last night. But the more and more you hear about this young man, the more and more you hear people that rave about the character of him, and you start to watch his film a little bit more, and you forget about the fact that he played in the MAC and he went to Toledo, I'm very excited about the player that we got. If this guy turns out to be the guy that the Eagles expect him to be, you got a lockdown cover corner, a man-to-man cover corner. That's what you got over there, somebody that can play bump. He can play off the ball. He has the ability to play zone already. So when you're a great zone corner, in my mind, that means you're a smart football player. You understand offensive patterns. You understand down and distance situations. You know how to play leverage situations. So I love that part about him already. And when you hear him talk, seems like he has the right temperament that you want. Just enough confidence, but a nice amount of humility in there as well, because the story about him staying at Toledo instead of transferring and the loyalty and all those things are great character characteristics of someone that you want to have in your locker room and on your team, and it matches his play on the field. Obviously, the biggest question is the level of competition he went against and whether that translate to the NFL. Everybody you hear talk about him, he was the number one corner in the draft. Right? So, and even I can admit that I had the other guy ranked higher because he played at an SEC school. So I love the pick. I love the fact that they addressed this position, which we needed to address. And I can't wait to see who they add with him, because I want to go hunting for more defensive players today, Spike.
And there are more picks today.
Yes, sir.
Two picks today. What, do we have second and third round today?
No, two second round picks.
Two 50, second round picks
the
today.
The 50th right, and right, the 53rd. Right. I love the pick. Loved it.
So A. Give it an A.
I give it an A.
So obviously, I have to rely on you. I have to rely on everybody else for their evaluation of the player himself. I don't watch a lot of MAC football. I don't watch a lot of college football overall. His tape looks good. Everything I read sounds like it looks good. Honestly, we were talking about cornerbacks yesterday and the ability to tackle or not tackle. I said I didn't care, but this guy looks like he can get physical as well. Mm-hmm. So the player himself, I'm just going to have to take everyone's word for it and hope that it works out. My thought on the draft pick and the offseason in general is that the draft pick felt a little weird, like the rest of the offseason did to me. This offseason, the entire time, has felt just a little bit off, a little bit non-Howie for me. It started off with, and I don't think this move specifically is on Howie, but it started off with keeping Nick Sirianni and hiring two coordinators who have a long history, well thought of, underneath a head coach who might be on shaky ground, right? Mm-hmm. Which is a weird move. You could look at it one end and say they're creating stability in the coaching room. On the other end, you're creating instability if things get a little shaky. But that was the first thing that happened. Then they went and spent a ton of money on a running back, which again is not really what we have come to expect from the Eagles and things like that. So much so that people like Howard, like my dad, before the Saquon stuff was happening, the idea of spending a high draft pick, the idea of spending a lot of money on a running back was a little shaky.
Well, it was ridiculous, according to your dad.
Well,
because running backs fall out of trees.
Right.
That's why I'll repeat that I was the first one to say we need to go get Saquon Barkley this offseason in free agency.
Well, they'll fall out of the tree as long as you have $36 million next to the tree. They'll fall right out. Then, the way they address the defense is by a bunch of lottery tickets, I think, on some level. CJ's hurt a lot. Devin White.
I feel good about CJ.
Who knows what's going on with Devin White, right?
Okay.
It's weird. Yeah. I don't know. The Hassan Reddick trade is weird.
That's the one thing I still question.
And the Bryce Huff thing, I hope it works out, but they're paying a guy who was on the field less than half the snaps last year, right?
Yep.
So then we get to the draft, and Howie is typically aggressive, especially at that point in the draft. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying the pick was bad. I don't know if it was bad. He seems like a good player. He was number one on a lot of boards, right? Mm-hmm. But just sitting there at 22 was just a little weird for me. So the whole offseason has had this unfamiliar feel to it. Now, maybe after a failure like last year was at the end of the year, maybe an unfamiliar feel is good. Maybe they needed to be unfamiliar. Yeah. All I know is I just feel a little shaky about all of it.
And I love it. And I think you've been spot on as far as it's been a different offseason when you look at what the Eagles and Howie Roseman has done in the past with his approach to the offseason, certain positions, even being aggressive in the draft. I'll address last night, I believe they wanted to move up. I believe those reports out there about Howie wanting to move up were true. Now, it was for two positions, corner, offensive lineman. You heard both sides of it. But the first reports we heard is that they were locked in on a cornerback. They were trying to move up to get. I think Howie thought he would be able to get up there to get Quinyon Mitchell. What he didn't anticipate is no one else willing to move back and teams wanting their specific player at specific positions.
Well, and then they got a little lucky. The first 14 picks are all offense.
All offensive players, yes.
Quarterbacks, a couple of quarterbacks go higher than expected. So the guy that he wanted just ended up being.
Fell to him.
Just ended up being.
Fell to him. And any of those teams up there that would have wanted Mitchell could have had him if they wanted him. So it's clear that those teams didn't want to move back because they wanted specific players or positions to be filled. And so, and maybe Howie wasn't willing, the price might have been too steep. You see that price that Minnesota paid
to move up.
So maybe Howie is saying, nah, I'm not doing that. So they sit there and they wait. They probably had a handful of players that they would be okay with taking. And I don't know if one of their guys were gone or not, but this kid was clearly in that handful of players that they'd be willing to take.
Are you happy with the Eagles' selection at 22 last night of Quinyon Mitchell? 215-592-9494. Now, there's something else that happened last night.
I got to call him Rocket Man.
Something else that happened last night.
What else happened last night?
Well, there was a big basketball game here in Philadelphia between the New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers. And Joel Embiid has been the focus of our conversations for several years. Mm-hmm. Joel Embiid's failures, his inability to stay healthy in the postseason, but more so his failures in the postseason.
Yeah.
More so him disappearing when the teams needed him the most. Mm-hmm. And last night was I keep saying it through this postseason that this year is different. Joel Embiid is different. He is now the guy that we want him to be in the playoffs. And he showed that last night. 215-592-9494. Joel Embiid has spent his entire career as sort of this sad, tragic figure where bad things happen to him. He has a passive relationship with the things that happen to him. His foot broke. Happened to him. His foot broke again. Happened to him. Oh no, I have a co-star in Ben Simmons, won't shoot, you know, and then collapses. Happened to him. We got another great player, James Harden. Oh no, you know, he disappeared in the postseason again. Oh no, he won't come to camp. Blah, 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 blah. Happened to him. The breaking his orbital bone in his face. Happened to him. Knee injuries. Happened to him. And Joel Embiid, starting in the fourth quarter of the Miami game and then exemplified last night, is no longer letting those things happen to him. He is putting his will on the situation. So he came in last night, and everybody's crying about the dirty play with Mitchell Robinson, yada, yada, yada. I loved the energy that Joel Embiid had in the first half last night. Could he have gotten thrown out? He absolutely could have gotten thrown out. But he was laying on the ground, and Mitchell Robinson's foot was right over him, and he said, "This is not happening to me again."
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I am not allowing my team in my building with 45% Knicks fans in the stands. This is not happening to me again. Yeah. This is not Jonathan Kuminga hurting my knee again. They're not pushing us around. They've been pushing us around for too long, and I am not letting it happen again. And in the first half, he bullied them. He was lit up in a way in a playoff game that I haven't seen him before. His face, his energy was different. Now, he doesn't know how to quite channel it yet, but the team fed off of that energy. And then after they kept it close in the first half, he came out in the second half and he said, "The energy is set, the tone is set, and now I'm going to dominate." And that guy scored 50 points in a must-win playoff game against the 2 seed at home with half the crowd cheering for the other team. He put them on his back, and he brought them home. Maxie didn't quite have it last night. You know, there was a nice Kelly Oubre game, yada, yada, yada. That game last night was Joel Embiid saying, "I am here. I am the guy now, and you can feel comfortable in trusting me." And that's what Joel Embiid showed last night, and that's why I felt good about it.
That was beautiful, man.
Thank you.
I love hearing that. That was beautiful. That's usually me saying something like that here, but I'm glad to have you here because I can ride your coattails when it comes to the big fella. I can't disagree with much of what you said. I'm certainly hoping you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, I'm believing in it. But I will say this. I would be lying if I didn't say in the back of my mind, you got to finish this out. You got to win Sunday.
Yes.
You got to finish this series out.
Yes.
It was a tremendous performance last night. And you're right. He has been a different player this postseason than what I've seen in past postseasons. He has. Forget about the shooting percentages and all that stuff. I think fighting it and gutting it through the injuries that he's dealing with. I mean, Bell's palsy now. I mean, my goodness. It's something every year. But to me.
On one leg and one, with one eye, he did that last night.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. You just marvel at what he's able to do at his size and what he has to go through from an adversity standpoint. But, man, I just need him to finish it, Spike.
We do.
This series,
he needs to
finish.
Yes,
I just need him to do it, man, because I'm with you. I really am. And it's not – I'm not – listen, I'm really not one of those people that I told you so and pat myself on the back and all that stuff. But there is something to sticking with a player or a team through tough times when everybody else seemingly is abandoning ship. And then they finally come through. That feeling is so gratifying. And that's why – I lay my heart on the line with this dude every year because I believe in him.
And you know what he's doing for us now and for the rest of the team? He is laying his heart on the line back.
I agree.
He is laying his heart. Can I tell you, if I had Bell's palsy, the last thing I would be doing, if I woke up one day and one side of my face wasn't working well, the last thing I would be doing would be on national TV on a court in front of 19,000 people when I can't see.
Yeah.
But he's there. He is there. He is not letting any of this stuff stop
him. By the way, I appreciate the sunglasses last night and sitting up there.
Yes.
Thank you, big dog.
Yes. 215-592-9494.
Hey, you look cooler, so I appreciate that, man. Yeah, he looked a lot better doing it that way.
What do you think of the pick, and what do you think of Embiid? Do you trust him now? 215-592-9494. We kick it off with Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, brother?
My man Spike, my man Ike. Hey, man, yesterday we got the trifecta. My boy, you know, Dad Bob Bryce showed up, did what he had to do. Embiid, one eye Embiid, peg leg Embiid showed up, closed the deal for the Sixers. And then, you know, old Howie went in the kitchen and started cooking. Hey, man, I love the pick. I love what we did adding Quinyon. I love it. I wanted the corner. I was saying it all off season. And for everybody out there, you know, the ESPs of the world, all listen. Nobody cared about Sauce Gardner. Everybody loves Sauce
Gardner.
That's true. He ain't playing against no. He came from Cincinnati. And you heard Saban last night on the set. He said he was the number one guy we wanted in the portal. What's the portal? You ain't transferring the team to sit on the bench. So that's telling you only two corners play. One of them Alabama corners wasn't going to play. He said that was the number one guy I wanted to start on Toledo. So I love the pick. Let's see what we got to do today. Also, Spike, your dad, the king, he got a 3-1 lead breaking that A.J. Brown story with the –
We'll get to that later. We will get to the
– Go Birds, baby.
Good call, Corey. We will get to Eagles Insider of the Year rankings later. It was a big day yesterday.
Don't put the king in the corner, man.
Well,
he fights his way out.
We issued a challenge. Of course, he had a big – we'll get to Eagles Insider of the Year rankings later. Of course, he had a big one with AJ, but there might have been some negatives there too. So we'll get to that as well.
Yeah, because I know one at least.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of rules with Eagles Insider of the Year. Doug in Williamstown, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, Doug?
Hey, Spike, I want to thank you for that, giving Embiid praise and doing that, because all day long it's been nothing but negativity. This is what you wanted from him. He finally does it, and I kick off the show this morning with John and Richie, and the first thing Joe does, got thrown out of that game. He's lucky he didn't. Instead of being happy, it's like the whole day started off like that. And then he's like, I think they drafted – the core, I think them signing A.J. Brown is because they might get rid of Jalen Hurts. It's like, that's how my day started today. So thank you for starting off with some positivity today.
Well, if we're being fair, early in Joe's career here, I might have coached him up for stuff like that. But I appreciate it. I appreciate it. What do you think of the pick?
The pick is awesome. I love the corner. I think he is the best corner, and I'm happy with it. But I also think what you were saying about Howie, I think my hat's off to Howie, because I think he's adjusting to the rules of the new NFL. He's seen what a running back can do. Things are changing. And I like, and the same thing with Big Red doing in Kansas City. They're adapting. And I'm happy he's adapting this way. Yeah. I like everything he's done so far. And I hope he goes with it. I want to see a linebacker in the next two rounds. Then I'll really pass out.
I like it.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
I think we do go linebacker tonight.
You think so?
I do. I think we go defense again. I think we go linebacker and D lineman.
Do you think we're going to get the linebacker we've been talking about?
Depends on which one.
Well.
You talking about nephew?
No, I'm talking about Trot. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Nephew, yep. I don't know. I much as I'm wanting to be drafted here, if I'm being honest, and that's what we do here, I don't feel it. Well, I don't feel it with the Eagles. Put it that way. I don't feel it with the Eagles.
Let me ask you this. Forgetting about what they think of him, the mm-hmm. idea of – Jack and I were talking about this the other day. And Jack is off today, but we'll get to him later. We will get to Fritz later. No Fritz today, but we'll get to Fritz later. We were talking about – he asked me, do you think for his career getting drafted in Philadelphia is the best thing? And I had to think about it. Overall, it just seems like there's more obstacles – if he gets drafted in this town than
sure.
if he was someone else.
Oh,
it,
for sure.
It actually makes it harder on
for
him.
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure, because we're I don't know, though. I think there's such a love affair with Jeremiah Senior that as impatient as we can be at times, I think we would handle Junior with kid gloves. I don't think we would be as vicious and as critical about him.
Well,
I think because I think there is a respect for Jeremiah Senior that we wouldn't, I just don't believe we would go as hard as we would as some other guys who don't have that sort of connection.
Well, even that aside, and I agree with you, even that aside, the expectations.
You just mean expectation-wise.
For him.
Sure.
And what it's like for him. And yeah, honestly, coming from sort of.
The same like thing. Yep, I understand what you're
saying. A similar situation. If I was 22,
yeah.
I would not be able to deal with what is going on now here with what I'm doing now. At 47, I'm an adult. I've been through a lot.
Right.
So it's different for me with Trot coming. If nephew was coming back at 27 years old
yeah.
after a couple of Pro Bowls, that's different than coming here as a 22-year-old rookie.
Yeah, I get that part of it, but this kid is mature beyond his years, and with the name Jeremiah Trotter Jr., he's had that over his head his entire life. Like, he's had that pressure over his head his entire life. He excelled in youth football with his dad putting the pressure on him. He went to St. Joe's Prep and excelled there, starting off as a freshman at that school with the pressure of being his dad there. And he went to Clemson, again, with the pressure of being his dad. So he's had that ever since he put a helmet on. And that pressure is always going to be there. He can't hide from it because of his name. So everybody is going to have that high expectation. And he's handled it with no problem. He's handled it with no problem. He's humble. The humility is there. Because, you know, you get some kids that would feel like they could be full of themselves at that point. But he's not like that. I think, honestly, I think he would be okay here. I think he would be fine here. I really do. I think he would excel here. But I'm just saying, I don't get the sense that's the direction the Eagles are going to go in.
Right.
I think he would be fine here. No
and
problem.
And the linebacker personnel they already have,
yeah.
he seems to be like he would not quite fit. He's not exactly what they need at the linebacker position based on what they have already.
Yeah.
You know. So what do you think? Do you like the pick of Quinion Mitchell, 215-592-9494? What grade do you give it? And do you now trust that Embiid is a different guy? Has he turned the corner? Can he lead them back, not just in this series, but do you feel better about the future? 215-592-9494. The WIP Afternoon Show is at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Nothing goes better with playoff basketball than Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game, online at chickiesandpetes.com. Coming up next, not only does Ike like the pick, Howie will explain to you why he liked the pick, and experts explain to you why they like the pick, and finally, what Nick Saban had to say about the pick.
Coach.
That is next on the Afternoon Show on 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.